Imagine being able to travel to any point in time. Where would you go? And what would you do? You could witness some of the greatest moments in history.
That's gotta be Kane! Break it down!
You have not defended your European title in over 60 days.
I will defend this title against anybody, anywhere, anytime.
Your opponent tonight will be Hunter Hearst Helmsley.
Last week, it appeared that Commissioner Slaughter had succeeded in commencing the destruction of D-Generation X. But out of nowhere, Owen Hart launched a preemptive strike. D-Generation X cried conspiracy between Owen Hart and Commissioner Slaughter. But the dirtiest players in the game refused to be one-upped. DX set out to deliver a hefty dose of embarrassment and humiliation, not only to Sergeant Slaughter, but to the entire World Wrestling Federation.
It was a ruse, a ploy, a plot, a plan, a charade, a conspiracy, a sham. We've been conned, hoodwinked, bamboozled, flim-flam, and the wool pulled over our eyes even.
Will Sergeant Slaughter get the last laugh after ordering Triple H to defend his European title tonight against Owen Hart? What could D-Generation X have planned next?
Alrighty, break it down. Welcome back. Season 5, Episode 50, December 29th, 1997. Not only is this a New Year's Eve episode.
Beautiful. What else is it?
It's number 99.
Woo! 99 for us.
Yeah, I think. We'll go with it.
We'd be able to tell. But sure. 99 means 100, and we're starting fresh with 98, which is what we've been all building up to here.
Yeah, 1998. Not 1988, which Goldust says in his promo coming up. He goes, I'm going to be in the 1988 Royal Rumble. And then JR wanted to say something, but he didn't. He was nice enough.
What a good guy. You didn't want to ruin that promo.
It was a... Well, let's get into it. Right? This is what we do. Let's get into it. So, by the way, Uniondale, Long Island. And I was wondering where this Raw was taking place, but then I kind of just looked at the crowd and I'm like, Is it
Uniondale?
I thought.
It's not like Union Hall or something. Like, is Uniondale a city within a city within a city? Because isn't Long Island a part of New York City? It's like
it depends if you're from borough. If you're from New York. No, it's not. Absolutely Which not. It's not New one York. Of the boroughs. It's not one of the
it's
boroughs.
It's like the sixth borough.
Come on, man.
I mean, like Staten Island's like the seventh.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
I think it's Uniondale. It might not be. It might be Riverdale.
Oh, Riverdale, Long Island.
It might be. Actually, I think it was Uncle Dale.
Uncle Dale, Long Island. I like
Uncle
it.
Dale, Long Island. That's actually it's a lot better, I think.
Yeah, it feels
handsy. Mm-hmm. It does. Never mind. I take it back. So, we are starting. And by the way, what a phenomenal Raw. What an absolutely phenomenal
Raw. This
was
great. Yeah, this was great.
Also, we... episodes might be posting, but we haven't probably recorded an episode for probably 2 months.
It's been a while.
It's probably two months.
You actually went to Thailand.
Let's not talk about that.
Well, okay. One thing I got to ask. Just one question.
Sure.
Everybody wants to know. You spent 2 to 3 weeks in Thailand.
Yeah.
Everybody knows Thailand. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody knows what it's known for.
All right.
I just got to ask, how were the pancakes? How are the pancakes?
I was going to say, yeah, I did get food poisoning.
From the pancakes? Yeah,
from the pancakes.
Oh, yeah. Damn it. Can't believe you got pancakes.
I think I did have a pancake.
I know.
Yeah, I think I did have a pancake.
They were little pancakes.
You know what? Yeah, the little
pancakes. Send me a picture of it. You were
I did, size. Yeah, little pancakes. Yeah, little people there, actually. Yeah,
tiny, so it's like a normal-sized pancake to them. Yeah.
Tiny dicks on the chicks, too.
Oh, tiny?
Yeah, tiny dicks on the chicks, which makes your... That's where I guess... Let me ask you this. You're hooking up with... for lack of a better word, a lady boy.
Mm-hmm.
And you want that dick to be big or small?
You banging them?
Mm-hmm.
I think small, probably. You don't want the lady boy you're banging's dick to be bigger than you.
I don't think anyone gets banged by lady boys.
Oh, no?
I don't think so.
Didn't the guy in The Hangover get banged by a lady boy?
That's Hollywood shit.
Oh, right. It's all fake. You can't believe that.
The Jews ruined Hollywood completely. Yeah. They can't even get the ladyboy situation right. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure. Right. I'm sure. But I think the sole purpose is, like, you bang them. But back to my question. Big hog, little hog?
I don't think you want their hog to be bigger than yours. It would be a mess.
That's where I feel like it is. It can be any... So little hog.
Yeah.
Yeah,
a piglet, if you will.
I'm with you.
Piglet of a hog.
But not a baby dick. Let's get into babies, actually, which will
transition. You want a decent flop.
Yeah, you want a decent flop. You don't want it to be... Yeah, you don't want it to be... You don't want it to ruin anything, because then you have more questions, right?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, because why is he not getting hard, you know? Why is she...
Am I not good looking?
Yeah, exactly. Long night or what?
What are you doing?
You're putting in the overtime or what? Just can't do it anymore. Mount Everest, guys. Have you standing at ease?
I'm glad we still have...
Hanoi Fried.
We still have sponsors.
No, we don't. I just, you know, call it like I see it.
I did actually, before we get into this, I got a listener fan question that came in. I thought it was very topical to this.
Did this come in December?
Came in today, actually.
Today.
For one of our loyal listeners, and it's for you specifically.
How were the pancakes?
In relation to the pancakes.
You're reading this for the first time.
If an alien life form were to come to you and tell you that I will give you the technology to bring world peace, your planet would be utopia, all will want for nothing, but you just have to fuck me to completion. That's the alien speaking, not me.
Before you said anything... Even if it wasn't world peace, I'm banging an alien, for sure.
Yeah, I agree. But here's a little caveat. I'm going to take this alien talking in. The form of a vision more pleasing to your mind, and then it turns into Jesse the Mind Ventura, formerly Jesse the Body Ventura.
Hmm.
Former wrestler. And
Since it's taking that form,
yes.
I guess my follow-up question, what form of J.C. Ventura? Governor?
Well, he says the mind, so it's got to be post-wrestling career. So governor time frame.
That's actually where I like Jesse.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Right? A little softer body.
Yeah. I don't think this listener knows me. I would literally fuck anything, really.
To completion, though. Like the whole fate of the world.
I ain't fucking for nothing.
All right. I thought maybe you'd be banging to completion.
Put
Kane's theme music on and, you know, ease into it.
Well, Kane's theme music is... That's a good eating puss.
Yeah, well, this is still a woman. It's got a vagina, but it's
like
the Jesse body.
Don't have genders, right?
Probably. No, this one's got a vagina though.
Tits?
Yeah.
Well, Jesse Ventura, so yeah, tits.
Yeah. A man pussy is what he actually decided.
Oh, come on! Can we just get this raw? I'm bad.
I'm banging it to completion. I already came.
Honestly, I mean, world peace is great. A Wakanda-like village is amazing. I like that.
Whoa! Didn't say Wakanda-like village. I mean, let's not get carried away here.
Oh, because, yeah. I mean, with more... Yeah.
I mean, the Marvel, it's just not...
Really yeah. I mean, with more diverse people.
We're not just one race, you know, overpowering everybody.
Exactly. Overpowering with those extra leg muscles. I lost my train.
I think it was the vibranium that gave them the advantage, not the...
Yeah, I know. Vibranium. Yeah. I forget what I was going to say. Something along Jesse Ventura, something along the lines of...
Thanks to our listener for ruining the podcast.
Yeah, we'll edit all of it out.
But will I ask us any questions you want? Swipe up. And I'll answer live on air.
I think
if it has to do with him having sex with anything to do anything, just understand he's going to do it.
Yeah. Or so hit me up if you want to have sex. Yeah. I will have sex with probably anyone. I think I was going to say is an alien comes down, the Jesse Ventura thing, I think I would bang just for the story alone to have to share that.
Believe that.
Well, I'll tell it on the podcast. All right, believe it or not.
Robert's Believe It or Not, new segment.
Yeah, it's like Jim Cornette's opinion, which we'll get to. So let's talk about this Raw, amazing Raw, coming out from the get-go. Goldust and Luna come out, and Goldust is dressed as a big old baby.
New Year's baby.
New Year's baby.
Bring in the new year, diaper, rattle.
Yeah, bare bottom. I'm sure bare bottom. Under the diaper. Sure. Yeah,
of course. What do you think? Think he's messy?
Stinky. We'll get there. We'll get there, Tom. And Goldust is cutting a promo, says that he will be in the Royal Rumble, and he's throwing a little bit of shade at Stone Cold Steve Austin. He says, Stone Cold, I want you. He's also doing super gay voice, too. I want you to come out here. And then he stops mid-sentence. I was laughing my ass off. He goes, I want you to come out here and goo goo gaga. And then continued his promo. It was so funny. I just want to say that, like, for anything I'm goo goo gaga that I'm saying tonight, that was just hilarious. Yeah. It's like reading the notes on his hand. He's like, I want you to come out here and goo goo gaga. And then just continue the promo. Either way, Goldust is presenting a gift for Stone Cold. And you remember what he's got? Pulling out?
I don't remember what he pulled.
Woman's lingerie. Black woman's lingerie. Well,
that works because that's the color of, you know, his trunks,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And his knee braces.
Yeah.
And his knee pads and whatnot.
Elbow pads. All the merch
is black.
Sure.
Do you ever have another colored shirt, do you think? Maybe camo?
Dude, wrestler shirts are always black.
Yeah.
Unless they're like Hulk Hogan, which is like the red, yellow.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Stone Cold does come out, glass break, and here he comes, and he's saying that he does have a gift in exchange for Gold Dust. And it is all the way up in the rafters.
Ooh,
and it's this big black box.
Wow, big black box.
Mm-hmm. Big black
BBB?
BBB. Or boo. So yeah, now this thing is getting lowered from the rafters, and this is probably taking 2.5 minutes. So Stone Cold has to like call him a piece of trash like 9 times in order for this thing to lower from the ceiling. But he lowers it down, takes the black cloth off of it.
What is it?
It's a thingy.
Smelly.
Porta potty. It's a porta potty, and it says Crapper 316 on it.
Wow.
What are we doing here? What's this all about?
I think that he just needed to use the bathroom. So he was like, you know what? I can't leave the ring. I'm in the middle of this promo.
He got a diaper on.
Well, no. I mean, Stone Cold was not wearing a diaper.
He got lingerie. Yeah, so it's a port-a-john, and long and short, Goldust gets a stunner and gets thrown in the port-a-potty, and Stone Cold knocks it out, or knocks it over. I was hoping Goldust would have came out absolutely covered in shit, and he did not. So
it was a fresh port-a-potty, you know?
Yeah.
That was a great segment. I remember when you had just gone to Thailand. And I think I watched this like the next day, and I'm like, "Fuck,
this was gonna be.
How am I gonna watch this now and not cover it?"
Yeah.
And
well, here we are.
Here we are. We finally did. I didn't know if Robert would ever come back. I knew he'd come. I just didn't know if he'd come back.
Yeah, not the same person. It's not gay over there. I do have a quick porta potty story. When I was, we were all out in Austin together. I'm also just laughing in my head of when you went to go use the bathroom, and I think we're on, may or may not have been on psychedelics, and you were just dressed like your outfit when you're just walking trying to use the bathroom. I saw you from across the creek or river. And, dude, I was dying laughing. Just, I don't forget, you were wearing like a headband or something, but you looked interesting. Boy, you looked
interesting. That was a tough time because like it was just after that big freeze they had a couple years ago.
Yeah, where
like, there was no running water anywhere.
Oh, so right,
all the bathrooms were full. Like there was like this much. I found the porta potty with this much room left to pee in. Yeah,
yeah, which is.
I was like, oh god.
Keep Austin weird. They're like, yeah, but not that weird. It's just you walking around with this headband. But yeah, I went to the porta potty to go to the bathroom with peas, and we finally found one. And we opened it up, and I'm not kidding you when I said that there's probably 2.5 foot of shit
above
the toilet. And then I wanted to know who was the last
one
who says there's enough room for me to leave. Like, it was like a nice little Hershey kiss on top of literally a mountain of feces. But who's like, I'm going to need to step out here and then just let it dry.
It's like, I got this, no problem.
I would
but you understand how bad it could be if you were wrong. It's like, you know, like you're doing King's Cup or you're like whatever it is, and you gotta like put that last
card in
before the beer pops.
Uh-huh.
It's the same thing.
Yeah,
it's all falling.
The thing is, the amount of precision, correct?
Yeah.
But also the amount of precision that you us have. Wow, you have to shit so bad on top of it.
Right. Because you definitely, it wasn't like, I could shit. It was I have to shit.
Like, no, let me get the blueprints. Let me try to weigh things out. Let me see if this is level. No, there's none of that. There is none of that. It is.
Shout out to that person.
Yeah, shout out to that person. If you are that person, hit us up. Let us know. But no one shit in the urinal. They had a class down there. They're like, this is strictly for pee.
Yeah.
You can use any bathroom you want, but this is strictly for urine. Yeah, I thought that was, I'd never seen anything like it. That's my porta potty story.
Texas, everything's bigger in Texas, man, except for the porta potties. Same size.
Same size. Same amount of shit.
Yeah.
They go over. Yes, they do. Yeah, crazy. So let's talk about some upcoming stuff for tonight. We do have Mankind versus the DOWG Road Dogg from the New Age Outlaws.
Big rivalry going on here.
Yeah, that's been continuing for the last few weeks.
They almost killed him last week, I think.
I think they left him in the freezer. They showed an image of him. He looked like Jack Nicholson from the end of Shining. Oh, he's frozen. Yeah. Survived on frozen peas. And apparently there's 8 wrestlers plotting against Kane. We don't know who these guys are, but they're plotting.
They're pissed. It's all the people that he's destroyed over his time in through the back. You know what I mean?
Okay. So Max,
just everybody who's in their matches. I think it's 7.5 wrestlers, but whoever he destroyed.
It's so funny that you say that because mid episode they said 7 wrestlers twice, and I go, oh, that's weird. And then he said 8 wrestlers after, so maybe they
probably
didn't
meant Crush. Yeah. Or maybe 8 balls.
Yeah. Not MJG either. All right, so they are plotting against Kane. We'll figure out and see where that goes. And a European match, Triple H versus Owen Hart. You guys remember Triple H is the European champion. He won that against HBK in that, what I think was a fixed match.
Yeah, I think it might have been a little suspicious.
Yeah, there's some news upcoming about the heavyweight boxer Mike Tyson. Maybe he's gonna add to the roster. We'll figure that out. And there is, for some reason, a giant mystery crate at the
mystery crate being lowered down from the ceiling. Now we got a mystery crate at the top of the ramp.
Right.
Big mystery day for New Year's.
Big mystery day. Like
Christmas season, New Year's. This is great.
Yeah, I do like it a lot, but like I said, this is a great Raw, so let's get this Los Boricuas and DOA match out of the way. And you guessed it, it's a 6-man tag.
Right, because there's not, Crush is gone.
Yeah.
So it's just 8 ball.
And so is his face tattoo.
Yeah, that was crazy. Mm-hmm. It's just henna.
Big henna guy, dude. I do want to mention, by the way, DOA wins, but I do want to say, they seem like you haven't watched this episode in a while, right?
This one?
Yeah.
I mean, I watched it again to refresh.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. They seem like they were plugging the Titan bikes at the DOA.
And I actually did look it up after. Like, yeah. I was like, are these even things anymore?
Hmm.
And they've gone bankrupt 3 times since 1998.
Maybe Vince is trying to buy
it. But they were the first. Yeah. They were the first company to make custom bikes in bulk, but they do still exist in Arizona.
How do you make custom bikes in bulk?
I have no idea. But I guess in large quantities, in the sense that, like,
okay,
we're not just doing it for one customer. Like, anybody can make a custom bike.
So, West Coast Choppers.
Yeah.
They got bought out. DOA wins that match. Why even have it in here? But we are blessed with the presence of Hunter Hearst Helmsley in ring on the mic. But this is new. He's on crutches.
Oh, man. Must be injured.
Yeah, I guess he won't be able to put that title on the line, unfortunately, yeah, against Little Owe tonight.
It's weird that they just promised it to us.
I know. They had no knowledge of this at all. This is crazy. So, yeah, Triple H is now saying that, by the way, dislocated kneecap, if you were wondering, at home.
Oh, it's got the Dixon knee.
Yeah, that poor patella, if you will, which is a nice acapella group.
Is it?
No, I have no idea. I don't know. I'll edit that out. Triple H is saying that not only that, you know, Shawn Michaels is at home with a 102-degree fever. He's sweating and he's shivering. What did you think of this Triple H like character that he's doing? I loved everything.
Yeah, it was like, really good. I didn't know why. I was like, super good.
He's shivering. He's like shivering. He's sweating. He's like just so extra. He's like becoming Shawn, but I don't know. It's very
generational. Stretching his promotional range.
Yeah, absolutely. And now he's throwing a little bit of shade at The Undertaker, and long behold, Dom, The Undertaker's music hits. And this is fucking crazy, because about 4 to 5 druids come out, and they are carrying a casket.
Have we even seen the druids yet?
No.
This is our first druid action.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I was thinking that as I was typing druids.
Yeah.
And I'm like, because that's a word you don't type a lot. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I spelled it
spell
right.
Spell check's like, wait a minute, what are you doing here with druids?
Did you mean, I don't know.
But they come out with the casket, and I am intrigued by what's happening.
Yeah, Triple H looks over at the casket, and he goes, oh, you're going to pick on a disabled guy? Is like, chill out. One, I don't consider that disabled. And two, you're faking it.
Right.
But he goes, I guess it's time to break it down. And then the DX music hits. Shawn Michaels gets out of the casket and starts dancing. Hell yes. I love everything about this. It's like the raw, I'm like, dude, the druids, and then just a little cherry on top.
You get a little bit of the heartbreak getting bumped. Yeah, he's fine. He's not sick at all. It's a joke.
Yeah. Well, who's the joke on? Is it us, the viewers?
I think it's on us. I think it's on us.
Yeah, that's what JR. Well, they didn't tell me about no damn druids. Or even give you goddamn crutches. What's the joke on? Is it me? Is it on Kevin Kelly? Who's it on? Oh, yeah. So Sean is now introducing two of the newest members of D-Generation X. I know what you're thinking, New Age Outlaws, but that's not true at all.
Who is it?
It's China's new implants. This Raw is awesome.
Dude, nobody's going to know if you say name the 6th and 7th members of DX.
I'm going to take a wild guess here.
It's Triple H, Shawn Michaels, China, Rick Rude, Jim the Anvil, and Neidhart, and then China's tits. That maybe is New Age Outlaws.
We need to do a wrestling interview where it's just layup questions. It's like, who is Roman Reigns' cousin? Or something like that. Or even, who is, I don't know, what's Brock's last name? And then it's like, all right, next category, D-Generation X. Who's the first one to walk out to their music? Rick Rude. Yeah. Who is the 6th and 7th member of DX? China's King. That's so funny. So, yeah, China got implants. What are your thoughts about that?
Good for her. She needed them.
Mm-hmm. Not a big pec guy?
No. Yeah. It's not the same sucking on a pec, you know? Ask Pease. He can tell you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's just not...
I would imagine it is not the same. Yeah, so Sean is now saying, also, they have a bunch of puns to go along with China's tits, and she's trying so hard not to smile.
Yeah, she's pretty pumped about him too, though, you could tell, which is good for her.
It's so funny because even Sean's like, he's like looking at China. Mid-promo, he just stops where he's talking and goes, you know what? You know what I love about you? It's like, you really, really understand me and all this. And he's just staring at her tits. He's just, and then she's like, eyes up here. It's just, it's hilarious. This Raw is awesome. So Sean is saying, 1998 is the year of D Generation X, and no one is going to crash their party. Break it down! And Sergeant Slaughter comes out. No music, though, but you still get the DX music, which is so nice. And, boy, are they poking fun at Sergeant Slaughter again. Call him a Pillsbury Doughboy. Tell him that he had too many Christmas cookies.
I can see him being a big Christmas cookie guy.
Yeah. Like, I can see him being dude. I know you're probably going to agree with me. Big eggnog guy. Yeah.
I love a good eggnog.
Dude, Sergeant Slaughter's favorite beverage. I'm going to go. We should do a wrestling trivia where it's just rigged. You be the host, and I'll have all the answers. Sergeant Slaughter's favorite? I went with eggnog. Eggnog is correct.
Yeah. This was a tough one for me. Yeah. But I remember him drinking eggnog all the time.
I get all the obvious ones wrong. Who did the Stole Cold Stunner?
Yeah, like, no, those are all worth 1 point, and then he said the ones are worth 1 point.
And Sergeant Slaughter is saying that, well, Triple H cannot wrestle tonight because he did get his medical records.
I got my papers.
He got his papers. So HBK will be versing Owen Hart. And I know what you're thinking. Well, that's not the same because it was a title match. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Sean is putting the heavy World Wrestling Federation title on the line tonight. Heavyweight, Google Gaga against Owen Hart.
So this is what we wanted.
This is exactly what we wanted. I know you wanted this. We know you wanted this. You know you wanted a match with all we against the World Heavyweight Champion, Google Gaga.
Dude, did you, not to bring it back to the future here, but did you see what they did in current day wrestling, 2023 wrestling, on Monday? Like, you know, Roman Reigns about to be a 1,000-day reign as champion.
Is it 1,000?
About pretty close. You know, Universal and
those are TBTM numbers.
I know. He won. He beat Cody at WrestleMania. Perfect time for him to lose. Cody's on fire. Could have been great. Yeah. He wins. Part-time guy. So Triple H comes out and he says that basically, they're just starting a whole new World Heavyweight Championship for someone else to win. Yeah, Clash of Champions or whatever. Or Night of Champions. So
what title does Finn Balor have right now?
Nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
So maybe it was, I saw on his Instagram, he had a title that looked kind of like the IC title, but it had that WWE like logo.
Yeah,
in the
was
middle.
Probably just looking at it or something, but He
was holding it.
Yeah, he might have been holding it.
Oh, maybe it was just like Photoshop that he was. Okay.
But they're just the laziest writing ever. Like, they could have just.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah. Now it's just like watered down, cheap. Yeah. Not like this WWF Heavyweight Championship that Shawn Michaels has. Yeah. He won it fair and square from Bret Hart at Survivor Series. Yeah. No controversy whatsoever.
Not at all. Why? Yeah. Why even bring it up?
I wanted to segue back.
Finally, we had a clean match. Yeah. Well, yeah. But what is? Not to get off track, but what's the angle there?
I don't know.
Like, just have him. Like, then it's just gonna be like, because now whatever title you bring out, it's like the 24/7 championship. Yeah. It doesn't mean anything.
There's
anymore.
No history to it whatsoever.
Yeah.
They're just gonna win.
But
it.
But Cody would have been the guy.
I don't know. That's the time.
Like, that's the It's just like, we don't want to put
we
it.
We should
on.
Write this stuff. We'll go back in time in 25 years and change it all.
Yeah, right. We'll have to. Deal. Let us know. Swipe up. Next match, Kama Mustafa versus Ken Shamrock. And we know Ken Shamrock has a lot of beef with the Nation of Domination, but he seems to be holding his own, and he does in this match. Ends up getting Kama Mustafa in an arm bar and makes him tap. Right after that, The Rock comes from backstage and gets on the mic, and he says, with a name like Shamrock, boy, you are lucky. You're lucky you didn't face me tonight. And then he starts talking about Social Security and old people or whatever. But then this is what I really, maybe I just haven't seen Raw in so long that like everything was funny to me. But he goes, I know you want a shot at the IC title holder, which, you know, he stole from Stone Cold.
Yeah.
And he goes, you might just get that. As a matter of fact, next week here on Raw, you're going to be facing the leader of the Nation of Domination, Farouk. And then Farouk's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I love how The Rock goes after, he's like, Camardillo, know your role. Farouk, let's get out of here.
Let's go. Yeah, I like where this is going as well. A lot of good stuff. Actually, it gets a little bit, just when you thought it was going to go down a little bit, I'm like, oh, we're getting Brian Christopher and Taka Michinoku as a match. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be a tag match. Brian Christopher, the King's son, obviously with Jerry King Lawler, the King. But who is Taka Michinoku's mystery partner? Another mystery.
I was thinking Jake the Snake. I was thinking Jake the Snake before.
That's a great guess.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure he OD'd from that Jack Daniels that
Stone Cold
poured on him?
No, the King poured it on.
Oh, yeah. The King said.
That's why I thought.
Yeah. George, the Animal Steel. What? Talk about going back in the future or back in the past. Yeah, why did they call it Back to the Future when originally they went to the past? Because they had to go back to the future. Okay, yeah. Stupid, I'll edit that out. you can tell my brain's just in a million different directions. I'm going to be honest with you. George the Animal Steel, I know of him.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever actually watched a wrestler. I might have seen like highlights with him in Macho Man back in the day, but I've never actually like watched
this is what moment. He does, I think, in all his matches.
Well, he does this a lot, and if you guys aren't familiar, he eats the turnbuckles.
Well, he's just hungry, man. Hungry steals.
Yeah. Not just one. I think he bit everyone but one.
We found the one that he liked the most, for sure.
Also, what shitty padding that they have. It's just like little bits of, I guess he chewed
it. It's edible?
I thought it looked like popcorn, but I'm like, no, he actually chewed it. So it was just like one big piece of foam. Yeah, so there's like pieces of turnbuckle all through this match. Kind of crazy. But King pulls like what might be brass knuckles out of his pants and hits Taka. And then the Animal pulls what could be
like
a prison shank or a bone.
Yeah, I thought it was like a fork.
Looked like a sharpened bone. But instead of like hiding it in his trunks, he pulled it out of his mouth. So he had that in there the whole time?
He had a bone in his mouth the whole time?
Yeah.
I bet he loves Thailand.
Want a bone in your mouth? Come on,
Bangkok. Thailand.
Bangkok, exactly.
He'll be banging cocks in no time. Is that their tagline?
Well, they say it's not bang cunt.
Classic.
So they're doing these illegal moves back and forth. Either way, the ref does see the Animal with his shank or whatever and ends up calling it a DQ. Then he goes crazy and attacks the ref after the match. I feel like that was the longest match we talked about.
Yeah, the best one. There.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't know?
Man.
You better call somebody. They're not doing it yet. Still not doing it yet.
You better check your phone.
You better check your beepers, ladies.
That'd be a good one.
That would be a great one. New Age Outlaws, and they're going to be
versus
the
beepers.
Yes. In my mind, I was saying that. Like, just keep to the script. Talk wrestling. Yeah, that's chicks with peepers. Yeah, so New Age Outlaws, I think they're versing Dude Love is what is on the scheduled program card
earlier.
Oh, okay. Well, Mick Foley. Yeah. We'll keep it easy for everybody. And they're coming out with Rangers gear. New York Rangers and the Islander fans. They're booing. They don't like that.
This don't like is Island the Country. That's what they were saying.
Is that what it said?
This is Island the Country.
Go back to where you came from.
Go back to Manhattan.
Yeah. Yankees. All right, yeah, so New Age Outlaws coming out, and we get a pre-recorded video of the Dude Man himself, Dude Love, on the screen saying he's all about peace, love and understanding, dude. And you can tell there's this new 90s editing that morphed his face into Mankind. And then Mankind says the words, and then it morphs his face. So I don't know what he said. And Merce and the Cactus Jack.
So they're going to get Cactus Jack now.
Cactus Jack is bad. I don't think they signed up for this. They did not. Cactus Jack is coming out with a barbed wire bat. Because Cactus Jack is bad.
With a barbed wire bat.
And this match is absolutely mayhem. Both guys are getting beat. There's a barbed wire bat involved. Meanwhile, Cactus Jack hits the DDT in the ring against Road Dogg. Billy Gunn interferes, and now the ref goes, kill each other outside the ring with barbed wire bats, stairs, chairs, but don't push him when he's doing a lateral press.
Yeah,
that's where I draw the line. DQ, but Cactus Jack says he's not done with these guys.
Yeah, well, they're
telling them to come on backstage. Yeah. Come on, you know where to find
me. They start taking advantage of him on the ramp.
Yeah.
Remember that mystery box?
I do, yeah.
It's like a kind of a chainsaw-esque noise, if you will, coming from it.
A chainsaw noise or whatever? It's probably one of those custom-built Titan bikes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it might have been DOA just leaving, but no, actually, you see a chainsaw break through the box.
Really?
And then it cuts a line and then draws a square and a rectangle and then it busts through.
It's Chainsaw Charlie. Motherfucking Charlie. By the way, going absolutely crazy with this chainsaw. You came over as I was watching this this part of the Raw, and I'm like, you know, like haunted houses where they have the chainsaws, and like they don't have the chain on them or the blade on them or whatever. I'm like, that's exactly what happened. But I'm like, but no, I just saw him cut through the box, so it totally works. And you're like, dude, look how close he's waving it to those people. And yeah, I'm talking like maybe 14 inches from their faces.
Yeah, I was going to say 12.
Yeah, what's the difference? 13 inches away from these guys' faces. It's insane. But at the same time, the more I thought about it, the Long Islanders. Come on.
You call that a chainsaw?
Yeah, and then at the end, it shows Chainsaw Charlie in the ring, and then just literally throws the chainsaw into the crowd?
Yeah.
What?
It's like the Rock throws his elbow pad.
Yeah, it was literally like that. It was like The Rock throws his elbow pad. Same amount of distance.
Hey, Ma, I got us a new chainsaw.
Yeah, I caught it at that gay wrestling event you said. You said I just wanted to watch guys wrestle in their underwear. Well, guess who's coming home with a brand new chainsaw?
Probably the only borough that you need a chainsaw in, right? Long Island?
Yeah, unless you want
to... Unless you got to build a bridge or a raft to get off of that thing, right?
Yeah, unless you want to dispose the homeless people you kill, but you could just leave those out in the street in New York, right? In the Bronx?
Yeah, they just got trash everywhere.
Yeah. Called them a piece of trash. All right. This is a great segment. Sable's coming out, and just to let you know, she's promoting and plugging. She's going to be on the new Raw magazine cover. It's a split cover.
With Sunny.
With Sunny.
So half of it's Sunny, half of it's her.
Half of it's Sticky, half of it's...
Stickier.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. Don't let them touch.
Hey, Ma, where's the lotion, Ma?
Yeah. You know I wanted Louvedere. I don't know this brand.
Now it's like a Jewish guy.
Yeah. I need the lotion for my Raw magazines.
Beating my dick raw right now.
Yeah, but your husband used it with the psoriasis. He's trying to buy the Titan Bike Company. They went bankrupt again. What are we doing here? All right, Sable comes out. She is promoting her new magazine. And, She's got a little bit of a robe on, and she wants to give the crowd, the Long Islanders, a little sneak peek before that is published.
Let's go.
And she starts to undress, and you guessed it, the marvelous Mark Merrill comes out, sits down in a chair. Meanwhile, Kevin Kelly is doing an interview with Sable. He asks Mark Merrill, "Mark, what are you doing out here?" He goes, "Well, I just came to watch."
Best for the show.
I will say, bringing it back, the segment, that is my line of the night. That was my line of the night.
Just here for the show.
I'm doing what everybody else is doing. I'm here to
watch. We're in Long Island.
Something tells me, though, he wasn't there. She was making sure nobody saw Sable undress. Because they need to buy the magazine.
Right.
I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. You got to think positive.
Come on.
Yeah. Buy the magazine at your local pharmacy.
He punches Kevin Kelly in the dick.
Yeah. Yes, he does.
But don't worry.
We need a New Yorker to come out and save the day.
Tom Brandy from Long Island comes and saves the day.
You guys
know
made
it. Salvatore Sincere.
Yes. Magenta to blue. And he ends up just getting, Mark Merrill handles him and gives him a TKO on a chair. Very nice little spot there. And also, he goes, "You want to see Sable so bad? You want Sable so bad?" Starts ripping up the magazine with pictures of Sable and shoving them down Tom Brandy's throat.
And his pants.
I didn't see the pants.
Yeah, crotch. He put one in his crotch. Yeah.
That doesn't seem like something Mark would do. You making that up, Tom?
No. It's in the book, How to Be the Happiest Man in the World.
Oh, yeah, page one. Yeah. Sharing.
Yeah. Shove Sable down your pants. You'll be pretty happy.
That's positivity right there. We actually haven't read the book. It's just stupid shit like that. Like, wake up and crack a beer. That makes me feel better. Yeah. I don't know why people aren't doing this. All right, let's talk about these seven and a half, maybe even eight men that are plotting this thing against Kane. They're not plotting it very well. It's not a secret because everyone knows about it, and they're shown several times backstage plotting. And it's a couple jobbers I don't think I've seen or that I quite remember, but most of the DOA, right?
Yeah, most of the DOA.
Chains is there.
Maybe one of the Boricuas somehow teaming up now. I'm pretty sure
the Boricuas were there too. Yeah. What's that about? This rivalry we got?
A strong water onto the bridge.
As my friend Tom once said, an enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Tom Brandy said that, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Not what. Like, what are you talking about? I still have pieces of magazine stuck in my throat. And on my pants. All right, so these eight men are calling out Kane, and before Chains on the mic, by the way. It's kind of a new thing for Chains. Yeah, spitting. Yeah. We about to bring the pain to Kane. Ride my Titan all through the rain. You know, like, Chains, just relax. Kane's music about to hit, and I'm about to eat some pussy.
Yeah.
These tunes. Kane comes out, and he is ready to clean house, and wouldn't you know it, Undertaker's music hits. Undertaker comes out, and these men are standing face to face while these other eight guys kind of surround them. Kane looks at Undertaker. Undertaker looks at Kane, and they start cleaning these guys. 4 vs. 1 and 4 vs. 1. Kane and Undertaker throw all the men out of the ring. It's like, are they joining forces? But they lock eyes. And then Undertaker leaves. He came to help his brother.
And he says, "I'll never fight you, Kane. I'd rather burn in hell than fight you."
I thought that was weird.
Yeah. Very unexpected, that whole segment.
Yeah, that segment was unexpected. I didn't like how Undertaker, grabbed the camera at the end. He's like, "I ain't gonna fight you, baby boy. I'd rather burn in hell." I don't know.
Yeah.
Speaking of burning like hell in that lotion, I will be right back. Next thing we got, Michael Cole backstage interviewing the New Age Outlaws, and he's asking New Age Outlaws if they are prepared for the Royal Rumble match against the Legion of Doom, where they're going to put their tag team titles on the line. And they're like, talk about the Legion of Doom, we just got chased by a chainsaw. Before you know it, there's a chainsaw going through the door behind them in the locker room, and it is Cactus Jack and Chainsaw Charlie again. I did like this this little promo, I guess, or little segment.
Yeah.
That was cool.
They're still after
because that was a legitimate locker room door.
Yeah.
You know? Like, the other, like, that was just, like, this cheap plywood. That was a legitimate, like, they got to pay for that. I'm sure, right?
Yeah. I was like, damn, mate, that's their ball. That's their whole door budget for the entire year, probably.
Well, maybe yeah,
they're well, maybe they have a surplus.
Yeah, yeah.
Like we gotta use it.
We only spent $8,000 on. It's like, what was our budget? 10. It's like, well, we're gonna make this episode a lot of surprises and mysteries. Doors, doors, doors. do we mention the? I don't know where we're at on time. Do we mention the Jim Cornette opinion promo?
We haven't yet.
Should we? Yeah. Sorry, I was saying should we.
I mean, it's on the notes.
Yeah, if it's on the notes, you gotta read it.
Yeah, I mean, Jim Cornette just goes on a hell of a Jim Cornette rant about why wrestling sucks because it's not
wrestling. It just reminds me of that South Park episode where it's like, this ain't real wrestling. That guy's like, this cousin broke up with his sister and he's fighting a hurricane or whatever the fuck it is.
And it's honestly Jim Cornette's opinion today still. So.
Shit hasn't changed at all. He's basically shitting on ECW, WCW, and the World Wrestling Federation. Big hits to Connecticut as well.
Yeah.
You know. I love this too. I know you want me. Sonny, ladies and gentlemen, is coming out in what? Ah, breaking news, Mike Tyson. Sonny, get your ass backstage. I'm talking about Mike Tyson here.
So this, the way they did this, it was like JR and Kate talk about, oh, well, we got breaking news about Mike Tyson, and then Sonny Music hit. Then she just walks out, and then walks back, and they're like, all right, we're back to the breaking news about Mike Tyson.
And Sonny never comes back. Yeah, no. What was she going to do?
I think she just wanted to show her face, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, it could be.
But what's this breaking news?
I don't see what else could have fit in this. I mean, this Raw is already pretty
It's probably going to be a minis match. Did you see the sign? This is my sign of the night.
Go.
We want midgets.
Yes.
Yeah.
On the entrance, right? Yeah. Through, yeah. There was one in the beginning that goes, I'd rather be in China.
Ah, nice. Yeah.
That don't hold up now. That don't hold up now in 2023.
That guy knew about the breast implant.
Yes. Hey, we all knew.
Yeah. But yeah, Sonny comes out, leaves, and breaking news. The WWF is in negotiations with Mike Tyson.
All right. All right.
And King's pumped. He's like, does that mean that Vince McMahon and Don King are talking right now? Which would be great to see.
To be a fly on the wall. Yeah, definitely. That would be a great conversation.
But all we know is that there's talks. We don't know what it involves. He's going to try to make an appearance. I know what's going to happen, obviously.
Yeah.
But,
it's getting closer and closer, for sure. Let's get into the main event match with Little Owie versus the Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels for the WWF World Heavyweight title.
Little Owie. He comes out first, pissed off with his fancy new...
Not through the crowd, though.
No, right? No, definitely not.
So he's following orders.
Following law. He comes out, then HBK comes out. No Triple H, just HBK and China.
With China.
And
just China.
And the other two members.
And the other two members. Four horsemen right here.
Yeah. But Triple H isn't there at the moment. Before HBK can get into the ring, Lil Owie attacks him and beats the shit out of him for a good 5 minutes outside of the ring.
Yeah, this was a weird thing because I think I mentioned in a couple episodes where they're doing this editing where it's like half the DX video is on your full screen and then it goes to like what's going on in real life. So it's like the DX, like there's a stripper, and then like buildings blowing up and a tank, and then like little OE getting beaten up shot, yeah. and then like back to girls dancing. It's like, where is this transition? Wait a minute,
was that part of the video?
Is that part of the video or what? Could have been, really.
He takes good advantage of him out there, though. Gets hit in the ring. Bell finally goes off and still has the upper hand until China sweeps the legs, causes him to trip. Then Sean kind of gets the upper hand.
Was it China or was it the other two members?
No, it was China that time.
Okay.
The other two were distracting the ref.
Clip it. Clip it. That's so perfect. That's so perfect.
Sean has the advantage for a bit there. Lil Owe gets it back, though. Lands a spinning heel kick. Goes for the pin. Kick out. Almost got him. Sweet Enziguri. Gets him in the sharpshooter. Looks like Sean's about to tap, but then Triple H shows up with his crutches. Swing and a miss. Swing and a miss. But then he lands it. The ref sees it. Disqualification. And they stomp Lil Owe till the time.
We knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, pretty much.
This just came to mind where it's like, who was the, let's just say the, what is it, the sixth and seventh member?
Yeah.
It's like, who was the sixth member? You're like, I want to say Road Dog. It's like, close. It was a puppy. All right.
Yeah, that would be your hint. It's like,
yeah, it's, yeah.
Puppy.
Woof, woof. Yeah, that's the hint. Puppy.
And not ass, but.
Yes. Ass and puppy? You're like, oh, yeah, it's got to be Mr. Ass and Road Dog, right? No, just China's cans. Oh, what a good Raw. This next one, what do you think? Should be good?
Yeah, first Raw of the new year.
So if this is episode 99, I think what we're going to do for episode 100 is, I think we might just do an entire, maybe a short podcast, episode 100, and we just recap all of 97,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we'll get our awards for the year, our in memoriam. Maybe we'll get Brad out for it.
Yeah, that would be great. You know? Yeah.
I think his probation period's over now, so he can get back on the air.
I think we got the 2 months. Yeah, I was in Thailand.
You know, in Thailand,
yeah.
I think I got a different meaning for hoes.
I think those are for lady boys. All right,
let's break yourself.
Yeah, let's wrap it up here. Good night, guys.
And God bless wrestling.